The paint and siding might be showing its age, but the Royal Canadian Legion in Preston still stands, tall and proud. While the aging building is in need of over $150,000 of repairs and upgrades, the Legion is looking for support to keep its doors open. "This building has such significance because of where it came from," said Joe Going, first vice president of the Preston Legion Branch 126. In 1916, veterans in Preston joined the Great War Veterans Association. They purchased a building located at 506 King Street, Preston, that was used until after the war. Membership increased, and they began to look for another facility. In 1947, the present building was purchased from the Air Force at Port Albert, Ontario, transported, and erected on the site at Westminster Drive. Land for the building was donated by the Clare brothers. Right now, without government or community support, costs of this building are a huge financial burden on us, Going said. Our air conditioner is gone. We've replaced furnaces during shutdown, but we are still in need of maintenance and our parking lot is crumbling. Other maintenance needs include the replacement of water heaters, installation of automatic door entrances to both halls, washroom upgrades, and the implementation of access ramps. We've been able to tap into some government grants and Hydro has had rebates for us as well. During the pandemic, bills were coming in with no income, it was repair after repair, Going said. With branch operations being totally sustained by events and functions, COVID-19 has had a huge impact on legions across the country. According to the Royal Canadian Legion, over 350 branches were in deep trouble. More than 20 legions have had to permanently close their doors, and others are still on the brink. But for Going, the Legion is much more than just a building. As a child, Going remembers many special celebrations and events, including Christmas with Santa Claus and gifts for kids. "I've been running around in this building since I was a child. At the age of 12, I followed in the footsteps of my grandfather, Ron Going. He was in the Air Force, so I joined the Royal Canadian Air Cadets," Going said. "The Legion has always been a part of my life. I've been a member since I was 19. My uncle, Pat Baker, was president at the Preston Legion for years. My family has always been involved and so have I." Going said many people still associate veterans as being elderly, from WW1 and WW2. But there are veterans who are today's veterans, who may have served in Afghanistan. They should not be forgotten, and these veterans need our help, Going said. Since the pandemic, Going said the Preston branch of the Royal Canadian Legion has had a chance to reinvent its processes. "We are looking at new ways to fundraise and to increase membership," Going said. And since reopening, things are picking up at Branch 126 in Preston. "We've started our meat draws on Saturdays and this is really starting to pick up. It's great to be open again. We are making sure we follow all health protocols and precautions," Going said. "Rentals are growing, and our sports are up and running too, including pool and darts. Anyone can be a member. More and more people are coming in, so we hope to get our membership up," Bill Kalbhen, veteran service officer at the Hespler Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 272, said he is excited to see things up and running, and that the Hespler branch is active again. "There's been some grants that we've been able to secure, so that has certainly helped us. We sold the piece of property beside us and that's why we were able to do the renovations that we did," Kalbhen said. "We are getting a lot more traction with people coming into the branch just seeing it and saying it's a great place and we want to become a member. Our sports are back on with cards and darts. We are still cautious of course in terms of COVID-19 but we take precautions and it's starting to feel like we are getting back to normal." Kalbhen said all legions are doing their best to keep afloat. "We are very fortunate that we do have the membership and community support that we have," Kalbhen said. "We all work together. We want all legions to stay as viable as they can so they can serve their communities. We're always open to working together. We're certainly willing to help out any of the branches needing support." At the Galt Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 121, they are seeing a slow and cautious return. "It's been a tough go," said Galt Legion President, Brad Buchanan. "But events are making their way back. Hall rentals are starting up and our karaoke is going strong." Buchanan says with reduced hours, people are just happy to get back, even though some are still weary about returning due to COVID-19. but it's great to get things started up again. We're slowly getting there. Going said it's been a challenge, but for the Preston Legion, it will continue to engage with the community to try to make things work. People are starting to make their way back, Going said. The Legion is a community. And as our motto says, you are only a stranger once. For more information about the Royal Canadian Legion, visit here.